from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Apparent retaliation overnight as Israel appears to strike back. Explosions were heard and some drones spotted in the central Iranian city of Isfahan, home to a military base and a nuclear facility, but no direct confirmation on the strikes from the Israeli government. ABC's Tom Rivers is at the foreign desk.
The video shows the site where everything appears to be normal. Nothing reportedly hit or damaged. Iran is said to have fired air defense batteries as explosions could be heard near a major airbase near Isfahan. Meanwhile, the UN nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, confirms there is no damage to any of Iran's nuclear sites.
In Tel Aviv, here's ABC's Matt Gutman.
Overnight flights to Tehran, Isfahan, and Shrian were suspended but have since resumed, and Iranian media soon switching to showing video of business as usual in Isfahan. Syrian state media also reporting that Israel targeted its air defenses in the country's south.
G7 foreign ministers meeting in Italy say they support Israel's security and a de-escalation of the conflict. A jury has now been seated in former President Donald Trump's criminal trial. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Seven men and five women have been sworn in to claim their place in American history as jurors in the first criminal trial of a former president. They include an investment banker who follows Trump on social media, a speech therapist who said she does not agree with a lot of his politics, a school teacher who said she admires how President Trump speaks his mind, and a woman in product development who said, "I don't like his persona, how he presents himself in public." All of them, though, pledged to give Trump a fair shake.
Four Democrats on the House Rules Committee say they will support House Speaker Mike Johnson's move to separate the $95 billion aid package for Israel and Ukraine into four separate bills. Tesla's recalling all the 3,800 Cybertrucks it's shipped so far because of a problem with the accelerator pedal. You're listening to ABC News. A frighteningly close call on the runway at Reagan National in Washington. JetBlue and Southwest passenger jets coming within several hundred feet of one another.
Passengers on the JetBlue flight describing the sudden jolt.
We were on the runway taking flight and then they hit the brakes.
Those planes stopping just 400 feet from each other, according to Flight Radar 24. JetBlue says there were no injuries reported.
ABC News transportation correspondent Gio Benitez says the FAA is investigating. More people are coming forward to complain about cosmetic injections they received from the man they believed was a doctor, but wasn't.
Known as Mr. Injector One on TikTok, Dustin David Moore has dozens of videos of women he's given lip, buttock, and Botox injections to. Attorney Joe Maloof says it's bad enough that Moore advertises his unlicensed clinic.
Inserting an adulterated substance in somebody's body is even beyond belief.
Maloof represents Brianne Griego, who says the butt injection she received from Moore became a painful nightmare.
Every day I would just wake up miserable.
Moore is charged with unlawful practice of medicine and one count of aggravated assault, both felonies. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Texas man is suing the theater chain Cinemark over the drinks being served at a movie theater. He claims he bought a 24-ounce drink, but later found out the cup only held 22 ounces. He has filed fraud and other charges and is demanding a jury trial. No comment from Cinemark. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.